This story I'm going to tell you comes from Southeast Asia, from both Thailand and Burma, now called Myanmar. If I were king, if I were king, if I were a king, I would make sure that there was a stream running through my bedroom as I listened to it as I went to sleep. If I were a king, I would make sure that nobody went hungry. Now, if you were kings or queens, what would you wish for? Can I have some answers from the audience, please? Universal health insurance. Excellent. Somebody else? Free education for all. Excellent. Somebody else? An end to war and a pony in every barn. Excellent. Yes, we have lots of wishes. A two-day work week and a five-day weekend. A woman after my own heart. One more. Every school, full-time storytellers, yes. Well, this is a story of a king who every day stood in his chamber, leaning against his windowsill, eating his puffed rice and honey, and talking to his advisor. Well, one day, the king was doing just that. He was leaning against his, eating his puffed rice and honey, and talking to his advisor, when gravity took over, and the honey began to drip down to the windowsill. And the advisor said, Asaya, there seems to be some honey on the windowsill. Let me do something about it. But the king said, never mind, it's not our problem. Now that is your line, so everybody get your hands ready. Here we go. Never mind, it's not our problem. And so the king continued to lean against his, eating his, and talking to his. Well, once again, gravity took over and that honey began to drip down below to the street. And as you all know, nothing goes to waste in nature, and soon a little bee came along and started to eat that honey. But as I said, nothing goes to waste in nature, and soon any guesses? I think I heard it. A gecko, excellent. A gecko came along and ate that bee. And soon a cat came along and ate that gecko. And soon a dog came along and started to chase that cat. Well, up above in the chamber, the advisor said, Asaya, there seems to be a dog and a cat down below in the street fighting with each other. Don't you think we should do something about it? But the king said, never mind, it's not our problem. And so the king continued to lean against his, eating his, and talking to his. Well, down below in the streets, soon the owner of the cat came along and started to beat on the dog. And the owner of the dog came along and started to beat on the cat. And soon the owner of the dog and the cat were beating on each other. Well, up above in the chamber, the advisor said, Asaya, there seems to be a man and a woman down below in the street fighting with each other. Don't you think we should do something about it? But the king said, never mind, it's not our problem. And so the king continued to lean against his, eating his, and talking to his. Well, down below in the street, the friends of the owner of the cat came along and started to take sides with him. And the friends of the owner of the dog came along and started to take sides with her. And soon all the friends were fighting amongst themselves. Well, things got so bad that the police were called out. But when the police heard the story of the man and the woman, they too took sides, and soon they were fighting amongst themselves. And the advisor up in the chamber said, Asaya, there seems to be many people down on the street fighting with each other, including our police. Don't you think we should do something about it? But the king said, never mind, it's not our problem. And so the king continued to lean against his, eating his, and talking to his. Well, down below in the streets, things got so bad that the army was called out. And before anybody knew it, there was a full-fledged civil war. And well, you know what happens in wars. People get hurt. People get killed. Buildings burn to the ground. And in fact, the very building that the king and his advisor were standing in started to burn. And the advisor, being the smart man that he was, didn't wait to ask whether he should do something about it. He started to run out of the building, and the king ran after him saying, advisor, perhaps you were right. Perhaps that drop of honey was our problem. And that's my story for you.